Okay, bro, kamusta? So, ito ah.
Hello.
How are you, Models of Manila? Kamusta, Models of Manila?
Okay naman. Oh, good naman, tuloy-tuloy naman. Busy week, pero okay naman.
Ano ba, marami bang showbiz, entertainment things nakikita ko online, itong mga Ninoy movies, etc. coming out, but I don't see any specific date na lalabas. Can you give us some update? Kasi mas showbiz ka sa akin eh.
Yon,
hey, also, so, by the way, sorry.
Shout out
kay Jano Gifts. Hello, universe.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh yeah. Shout out tayo dyan. And pasensya kay Ogi Alcacid. I think I said Ogi Diaz or something. I'm so sorry.
Ang ganda na binigay ni Jano Gifts kay Lenny, kay attorney Lenny, no?
Yeah.
Talagang ganda nung gift. Nakita ko yun.
Dinisign na anak niya, na Adidas.
Dinisign ng anak niya, oo.
I didn't know. Galing nung nakita ko yun. Wow! Next level talaga si parang Jano Gifts. Interview din natin yan soon. Now, going back, can you give us an update? Because I see this Vincent Tanyada stuff coming out, including yung kaibigan mo, si, what's her name? Laurel?
Oh, si Nicole.
Nicole, yeah. I saw some of her on Facebook. I think she's very excited about this coming out. We also know another Lamangan. Is it director Lamangan? Who's
Joel
Lamangan, who also has something.
Oras de Peligro.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, so, a few days ago, ito yung update. Naglabas na ng trailer, poster, at press conference yung Ako si Ninoy.
Yes, nakita ko na.
Yun.
Yung poster lang.
Yun yung movie ni Direk Vince Tanyada.
Correct.
Na showing yung ano, na pang-kontra doon sa kung ano man yung ilalabas doon sa MOM ni Daryl Yap. About Ninoy din.
Yeah.
Martyr or murderer
Feb
ni Daryl Yap.
Feb 22 daw. Sabi, Feb 22. Sabi ng audience natin. Feb 22 kay Vincent Tanyada. Mukhang may date na.
Ayun, di ko sure kung finalize na 'yon. Baka nag-announce
din lang
na
check.
Mhm. Ayun, pero yung nga People Power anniversary, so 'yon, to show yung kay Ninoy from the side ng mga tao na who likes Ninoy and who views Ninoy as a hero. Yung sa MOM from the side ni Aimee Marcos. Ayun. So, kung ano man yun, kung how she views Ninoy, makikita natin doon sa MOM.
So, talagang yun Made in Malacanang 2 ang title?
MOM, Martyr or Murderer, MOM naman.
Oh, ginawang ganyan. Tapos, Isko ang ginawa ulit. Can you give us some
updates?
Yes.
So, dalawa yung...
Meron siyang YouTube dyan na makanong bayad sa kanya or something like that. Yung about Isko and all. Like, what's going on there?
So, sa casting, doon sa Ninoy, sa kay Daryl Yap is Jerome Ponce yung batang Ninoy and Isko Moreno yung matandang Ninoy. Parehong controversial kasi si Jerome Ponce ay bida nung Katips.
Correct.
So siya yung batang Ninoy ngayon. Tapos si Isko Moreno, of course, yung from the last elections, yung pong mga ingay doon. So sila yung magpe-play nung role ng Ninoy. Tapos katapat dun sa mga cast nung Made in Malacanang. So sila pa rin. Sila Rufa, si Imelda, si Cesar Montano, si Makoy. Oh. Si nakalimutan na natin si ano? Si History is Chismis. Si
diba ano na siya? All TV.
Oh, hindi nga ta eh.
Ganon. Ano ba nangyari sa All TV? Ano na? Wala.
Siguro nare-realize nila Bilyar na
wag na lang
patakbo ng istasyon.
Wag na lang.
Ang hirap.
Wag na, sakit ng ulo lang 'yan.
Sakit ng ulo.
Top launching nila.
Ano ba 'tong pinagsasabi natin? Oo. Pero hindi pa sila nag-aano, pero yung kay Tony.
Isa pa 'yan. Kamusta yung kapatid niya? Ano pangalan ulit?
Si Alex.
Yan. Si Alex. Kamusta na yung family friend nila na pinapirma-pirma pa? Ibang klase talaga, mga. Yan talaga mga... Ay, nako. Di ba favorite mo yung mga yan, no?
Nanood ako nung ano. Pastang gusto. Nanood ako nung concert ni Tony Gonzalez.
Talagang magaling. Talagang magaling ang...
Yung 28, ano. Sa Araneta, yung sold out daw. Hindi naman sold out.
Sold out yung front row daw.
Marami nanood, pero hindi sold out. Pero parang mga
Uy, marami nanood kay ano.
Marami.
Ella, di ba? Ella,
okay, Ella Cruz.
Yung sublunch sila ng All TV.
hirap yung All TV sa totoo lang.
Mahirap talaga gumawa ng entertainment industry talaga.
Hirap talaga.
Yeah, I know, hindi man.
Yan. Baka hindi yan, ipapaupahan din nila yan sa ano, ABS-CBN. Pinagdaan lang sa kanila.
Feeling ko, yun na yung bagong business ngayon. Sino magbubukas yan? Tapos ipagbigay lang sa ABS yan mamaya. Baka ganun.
Oo, tinakeover lang yung franchise tapos ipapaupahan sa ABS.
Ako, medyo optimistic naman ako over ABS to a certain degree. Kasi di ba naimbita si Karen Davila, of course, a good friend of mine, dun sa para may gathering ng mga journalists, di ba? At kasama pa dyan ang SMNI resident analyst na ating ano, ka-vlogger. Diba? Diba? Wow, journalist na. Wow, SMNI, diba? So, who knows, diba? Baka may future. Sana all, diba? Sana all TV. Sana dapat, sana all TV. Baka ganon. Sorry, bro.
I mean, hirap.
Yung kita, ano, nung nagsayaw-sayaw, puro nag-trending yung caption na. Okay, I'm a good man. Ano mangyari kung sa, ano, yung babaeng, ano pangalan niya, yung actress ni, ano, nag-play kayo?
Yun, sa Ako Si Ninoy. Sa Ako Si Ninoy naman, ang cast nila, si Ninoy is si JK Labajo.
Yung
kumanta ng sa ilalim ng yung
buwan. Yan, talaga. Yun. Yun eh.
Siya yung bida doon.
Yung bida.
Tapos, yung mga ibang cast ng Katips, nandun sa, kinuha pa rin doon. So, si Nicole Laurel, good friend, she is still there. So, okay din kasi panibagong project din for Nicole.
Regards,
and regards.
Si Direk Vince. By the way, shout out kay Direk Vince. Kamustang Direk Vince? Ano ulit siya? Magandang role niya dyan sa movie niya?
Kasi, wala yata siya doon.
Ay, wala na siya. Parang kasi
director na lang siya doon sa movie.
Parang okay, like, mayroon ka ng line, boss. Okay na yan. Okay. Ah, so hindi na siya nandun. Baka mag-cameo siya.
Baka mag-cameo lang. So
maganda ng katawan niya ata si Direk Vince. Interview ko ulit siya. Ibang klase, di ba?
Nandun din, si Joaquin Dumagoso, yung anak ni Isko.
Yun, Joaquin.
That's also interesting din.
Si Joaquin yung bata rin, no? Medyo tisoy din, no? So ano?
So, mas mga magkaharap sila sa takilya.
Anong basa mo? Mas katulad niya yung daddy niya or mommy niya sa ugali?
Ano ba?
Doon sa ano, basa mo?
Baka ano, baka daddy siguro. Hindi ko din sure eh.
Hindi ko din sure. Kasi junior siya.
Kasi mas ano, mas showbiz eh.
Nakita ko sa billboard na digital dyan sa ano. Ano yun? Discovery? Discovery ano?
Yun. Yung naman ang nangyayari kay Isko ngayon. Yun yung kanyang si Isko is full-time sa showbiz na mundo. So, he created a new company, Scott Media, to produce
yung
online shows.
Oh, nice.
So, yung Discovery Night, yun yung flagship na program nila, talk show ni Isko, kung saan guest niya si Vice Ganda, si Coco Martin.
Alright.
So, every Friday night yun.
Mag-Tito Boy level na siya. Siya yung...
Yun, parang Tony Talks.
Wow!
Parang ganong ano.
Magpa-invita na ako kay Isko. Bawi ka na kaya. Ako naman. Itay mo dyan. Kasama natin si Vice G, Tony G, mga ganun. Si Ogie G, Ogie A, mga ganun. Okay yan ah. Pero dapat si Ella talaga nandun para kompleto na. Now, bro, so wala pa tayong date dun sa second MOM?
Wala pa. Hindi ko pa sure kung ano. So, kung matatapos on time, yung kabila, people power.
Eh, yung kay Lamangan, Direk Lamangan, ano yung Joy Lamangan? Ano yung ano, intel mo dyan? Intel talaga. Ano yung intel mo doon?
Yun ang hindi ko masyadong ano, pero ang alam ko, it will take place. Yung time nung people power, pero sa labas. Kasi yung Made in Malacanang, people
correct.
Power sa loob.
Correct, correct.
So yun, sa buhay ng mga
right. From the streets,
Filipino at that time.
From the palace. Streets,
yeah. Sa mga bahay ng mga ordinaryong Pilipino at that time. So, ayun. So, hindi ko lang sure kasi ang problema, kapag nagsabay silang dalawa tapos MOM, so mahahati pa, baka mahati. So, yun ang medyo isang problema.
Sa tingin ko, parang nag-fuel yan, di ba? Yun yung nakita natin last time, di ba?
Oh.
Yung parang they feed off on each other. Kamusta daw si Andrew E.? Si Andrew Iba, may role siya dyan sa mga movies na yan or something like
wala,
that.
Pero he was there. Napanood ko siya dun kay Tony G. Diba?
Yun! Siya yung, Andrew siya yung E and Tony G.
Oo. Siya yung special guest ni Tony. So,
talaga,
sila doon.
Andrew talaga. The best talaga yung si Andrew E. Talaga, we had good times with Andrew Music ng last elections na. Yeah, feeling ko, talakpong senador yan para may, ano siya, may kama si Robin Hood sa constitutional amendments kasi mamahabang usapan yan. Alright bro, now let's go to the last part of this episode. Pag-usapan natin yung pinaka-idol mo, of course, ang hari ng social media na si Idol Tulfo. Now, nakita ko online, may isang attorney dyan na taga Baguio yata siya actually, I forget the name, na he has been quite strong.
Attorney Libayan, no?
Yes, yes. And I saw Anthony Taberna also interviewing him and all of that. So like, what's going on here? Kasi ang accusation here, and by the way, I'm speaking here as someone who's not necessarily a fan of Raffy Tulfo, but at the same time sees the value of what he's doing right now. And I believe he's a top contender to be the next president. It's not an endorsement, by the way. But in that context, nakita ko ito si attorney na taga Baguio, my fellow Baguio boy, has been going after him strong on the idea that, not the idea, but let's be honest, like the trial by publicity tendencies na meron with the Tulfo way of doing things, or at least yun yung allegation. And no less than Kat Yuning, who is one of the biggest social media personalities right now.
Nag-interview.
So, yeah, nag-interview sa ka, and you can see na, I don't know. I mean, I see some sympathy there for the argument on that trial against trial. By
trial by publicity. What's
going on there? What's going on there? Kasi pagdating sa mga ganung marites na blogger fights or blogger dynamics, ikaw gusto kong kausapin eh.
Yung background muna kay Attorney Libayan, kasi sinusubaybayan ko.
Yes, can you tell me more about him? Actually, I came across some of his vlogs
Batas natin. So,
yes, just I was just trying to understand how does it work in the Philippine context, diba? Kasi syempre alam natin mga Lex Friedman's and Jordan Peterson's mga ganun. Pero sa Philippine context, interesting itong case niya, and of course tinitingnan ko rin yung lighting niya, yung mga ganun, mabenta pala yung ganun, yung dark room, tapos ganun lang.
Yung mga gitara pa sa likod.
And of course, he also doesn't do any, parang wala siyang monetization, wala siyang advertisement. So it's parang wala sa
idol ko alam eh, wala ba?
Hindi
ko ngayon ko lang narinig, pero yan, pero si Attorney Libayan,
yes,
I've been following him for a few years na yung ginagawa niya yan. Mahilig siya talaga makipag-away eh, kontra kanina eh, kung ano yung isang topic na viral, pipili siya ng side, tapos he will go all in. Ang dami siyang nakakaaway,
so parang iconoclast, to use the term, but iconoclast yun, parang going against the grain of conventional wisdom, mga ganun.
Yeah, ang kaaway niya, example ah, yung poverty porn.
Yung mga
tumutulong na binibideo, di ba? So lahat ng mga gumagawa noon, inaaway niya. Yung NFT,
inaaway ka na.
Ha?
Inaaway ka pa.
Hindi na ako lala eh. Hindi pa niya ako lala. So yung NFT, yung mga Axie, inaaway niya yon. Yung mga NFT
yung mga scammer?
Yung mga scammer, yun, inaaway niya.
Scam naman talaga NFT niyan. Okay, sige.
Ayun.
Parang gusto mo na siya.
Pero syempre, during that time, syempre, yung mga pro-NFT noon, aaway din niya, aaway sila. Pero tama si Libayan bro.
May point siya. At saka humble yan. Diba? I think he's a graduate of University of Baguio, and then parang meron siyang background story niya na he didn't have an easy, you know, way to become a lawyer. Marami siyang nadaanan sa buhay. Medyo yung buhay niya actually inspiring. I mean, from the little I know, hindi ko pa siya na-meet sa Baguio. I mean, shout out dyan, attorney, if ever mag-cross time.
Ako personally, may sa dating niya, nayayabangan talaga ako. Pero,
I see what you're
saying. Yung I have a friend na vlogger din, kinasuhan siya ng mga vlogger na mali, pinagtanggol ng libre ni Attorney Libayan.
So, yeah, meron siyang ganoon eh. Good
meron siyang ganoon eh. So, yeah. Okay din naman. Pero yung napapanood ko siya sa ano, minsan nayayabangan talaga ako. Minsan nakalaban niya si Zach Lucero, yung makina, tatalo sila sa ano, Babardagulan. Pero Attorney Bardagulan.
It does how it works, right? I mean, Diba? I mean, if you want to rise to the ranks, you take on the dragons, so you slay them, you go up, you go up, and it's working. We are now
exactly
in our team, diba? So he's successful. Now, I'm not questioning his sincerity.
Yeah, si Tulfo ang ano niya. Siyempre, yung King of the Mountain yung dinetake on niya.
Oh, yeah. King Tulfo, di ba? Pagdating sa social.
Ginawan ko ng video yan. Ginawan ko din ng video yan. Nag-react din ako.
Nag-react ka sa reaction niya. Oh, what about dun sa interview with Katoning? Tapos na ba?
Hindi, sa akin, may valid point si ano eh, si Attorney Libayan.
Na may valid point talaga siya.
Oo, oh, di ba na Tulfo style of justice, yung mga ganun. Tsaka yung mga problema ni Tulfo. Kaso, sa akin kasi ano eh, ewan ko, feeling ko lang to actually ang title ng video ko, ng reaction ko, ito ba yung higante ni Cynthia Villar? Kasi sino ba nag-interview kay Attorney Libayan? Si Katunying. Sino ang boss ni Katunying?
Si ayoko na magsalita.
Kaya nagtatanong lang ako, na kasi it drives to my point na kahit na si Tulfo with all his flaws, he is one of the
nga pala, Katuning works in All TV, di ba?
All TV, di ba? Yeah. Oh. Kaya nga, sa akin nga, with all the flaws ni Tulfo, ilan lang yung mga ganyang politiko natin who can stand up doon sa mga malalaki.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Ilan lang eh.
Bro, you know naman me, di ba, noon pa lang sinasabi ko, I was not the most excited guy for Tulfo to be in the Senate noon, di ba? Although, I have nothing against them personally. Nakausap natin si Carwin. Na-interview ako ng mga yan nung nasa TV5 pa sila na-active. I mean, I have nothing against them. I just had some misgivings. Pero ako naman, medyo maayos naman yung ginagawa sa Senate. So, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the Senate performance, no? I'm not, hindi ko naman pinapanood mga shows niya masyado, right?
Tsaka doon sa reaction ko.
I was talking about the Senate performance, eh. So, kaya nga parang sabi ko, bakit ngayon inatak si Rafi? Eh, matagal na nila ginagawa yun, di ba? So, yun din yung isa pang inisip ko na, is it, I'm not talking about Attorney Libayan per se, I'm just saying in general, because remember, one thing you said is that as Tulfo gains more momentum and more support from different sides, no? And emerges as a, you know, early alternative to Sara Wall, di ba? Expect niya talaga, no? Na there will be more scrutiny. Let's just use the word scrutiny because there's nothing, scrutiny is a neutral term. Talagang kung gusto mo yung ex-president or big person or senator ka na, di ba? Scrutiny is needed. Kaya, of course, I'm looking also at that kind of context here. Pero ikaw, sige na nga, ikaw, what do you think are the valid criticisms of the Tulfos? Speaking of Attorney Libayan.
Definitely yung parang Tulfo style of justice. Sa dami ng episodes na ginagawa niya, sa dami
magkakamali talaga.
Magkakamali talaga. Minsan napapagalitan niya, yung pala yung tama. Yung nagre-reklamo pala yung mali.
Isn't the solution quality control? Diba? I mean, what if you cannot produce things cleanly at 30,000, then...
Hindi, minsan live eh.
Mm.
So, minsan live eh. So, pag live, nangyayari talaga yun. So, yun yung mga nag-problema.
Bago ka mag-admit ng tao, magtawag-tawag ka, di mag-background check ka more, diba? Do more the due process and all of that. Hindi, kasi yung isang point ni Attorney Libayan was, yung minsan pinapaya daw yung mga police and all, and that undermines yung authority ng institutions natin, di ba? I mean, there could be problematic police here and there, but at the end of the day, you have to respect the law enforcement agencies. And once nawawala yan at may prejudgment na, that could dilute the process, the judicial process itself. I think my point naman si Attorney Libayan, of course, nag-aaral siya, pinaghirapan niya magbago.
Yun nga, hindi niyo sabi ko sa reaction ko.
So my point is,
sa mga legal nga, no?
Ikaw nayabangan ka, for me, I think it comes also from a deep place because naghirap siya para maging abogado at feeling niya, parang lahat ng mga pinag-aralan niya, pinaghirapan niya, parang ginaganon na lang, di ba? Again, I'm not taking sides here. I'm just trying to be fair also to Attorney Libayan and trying to understand where he's come. And I'm saying this as someone who just the other week was saying Tulfo is one of the top contenders for 2028. And I got bashed big time, you can expect from who, right? And ito pa, when I thought it got interesting, in interview ko, nakausap ko si Leloy Claudio and he was even more sold on Tulfo as the next. Ay, sabi, ay talaga maya, original yan. Noon pa lang, sabi ko, 2014, mananalo na mga to kung naging presidente. So parang na-shock pa ako. O sige, ikaw na, mga ano, di ba? Grabe, yun ang interview mo si Leloy. Yung mas Tulfo pa yun.
Sa akin, ano, definitely may point nga, like I said sa vlog ko, may point talaga si Attorney Libayan. May mga flaws talaga.
Right.
May mga areas
where... Anong pala ni Libayan? Anong first name niya?
Ronnie Libayan.
Ronnie. Okay, yeah. Sige. Yeah.
Definitely. Pero sa akin, the good outweighs the bad, the negative. Yun lang sa akin. Diba? So,
And hopefully you can fine-tune it and improve it. But again, by the way, I'm still going back to what he's doing in the Senate hearings. I'm just focusing on the Senate hearings. I'm not talking about the shows because I have no credible knowledge of that. From the few I saw before, I had already concerns quite similar to Attorney Dupin.
Parang kanina, I was listening to his radio nagkataon lang, sa nag-drive ako. May nagreklamo, yung pong employer ko, wala akong 13th month, below minimum wage ako.
Correct.
Tinawagan niya yung dole, tinawagan niya yung employer, tinawagan. Right. Ang bilis na actionan eh.
Ayos, parang yeah. Yeah.
Sana, we wish na ganun kaganda yung stuff, pero hindi eh. Kailangan mo pa ng tool. In fairness to him, he is trying to make laws para hindi na siya, para ma-resolve na mismo nung,
yeah,
ano, nung mga...
Ng ano, institution, hindi na yung
institution
personal.
Institution mismo, to institutionalize yeah. Yung tulfo, diba? Ano, so...
Correct.
Yun eh. That's... Definitely yung mga nakikitang mali ni Attorney Libayan, merong point siya doon. Ako, wala akong ano doon, walang tanong doon. Pero yun, yun talaga eh. It is what it is eh. Yan yung tulfo style of justice.
Si Michael Apasible? Sino yan?
Apasible.
Apasible, sino yan?
I think he is pro Lenny ata.
Pro Lenny ata si Michael. Dumadami yung mga Lenny vloggers na
dumadami in fairness. Ha? Dumadami.
Magaling sila bigla, di ba? Like, in 6 months lang, ang lakas ng mga pro-Lenny, mga yes. People dyan. O, shoutout din sa...
Medyo late kasi nung elections na kailangan eh. Pero,
kasi ano pero... na, 2034 ang target kasi 2034 Vico Soto, oh. Di ba?
So, pero maganda yan. Kasi nababalanse eh. Para nababalanse yung
online. Correct.
Ay, pwede may i-open din akong isa pang topic.
Please go, sa'yo. Go ahead.
Si Mayor Magalong. Very interesting. Yes. Were you able to follow yung nangyari sa kanya last week?
Yung with...
SMNI? Ibuloy, sa SMNI.
Yes, yeah. Can you tell me more about... I saw his statements dun sa page niya. Shout out by the
way. Yeah, ganito nangyari. Basta he was attacked by Ka Eric, si Lorraine Badoy, and even Pastor Kibuloy na he was protecting daw mga NPA or mga people related sa NPA. Kasi may ano, meron siyang pinatanggal na poster tapos merong events na nakita siya with people na associated sa ganun.
Right.
This topic is interesting. Kasi how he handled the whole situation. How he handled red tagging.
Professionalism niya, yeah.
Talagang he took it head on.
Yeah.
Ano talaga,
professional
talaga.
Like a military professional. Like, we deal with it right away. Yung ganon, yung parang pro.
You deal with it right away.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, I think there's a lesson to be learned there. Eh.
That's good.
You deal with it right away.
Yeah.
He got interviewed by SMNI.
Yeah.
Nagpa-interview siya kay SMNI kaagad, sinabi niya, how can I work with the NPA?
Sympathetic, yeah.
Nung sympathetic with the NPA, nung time na nasa serbisyo ako, ang dami kong mga kaklase namatay, fighting, ganyan-ganyan, sa Abra, sa Mindanao. So, ang ganda, nilatag niya yung buong history niya, na
right.
Why...
Boom. So what you're saying is, dapat ganun sila Lenny dapat noon. I mean like
let's just
dapat ganun yung mama. Yeah, let's just say that's what we think.
That's the right way to be. Ano nangyari? In the end, nag-apologize lahat. Nag-apologize si Kibuloy, nag-apologize sila. At the damage, yung damage medyo malaki din eh. Pero nag-apologize sila Kibuloy, sila Ka Eric, yung show. That's okay. The right way to harapin yung mga ganung klaseng
the ano. Mayor Benji Magalong way of, you know, nip it in the bud.
Yes, yung mga fake news.
Did the problem before it reaches its threshold. That's the way forward. Even if there could be some damage here and there, unavoidable in sa politika. And sabi ko, si Magalong and Tulfo could make a very good team for 2028 as early as now.
Why not?
Top contender team, yep. Oh, eto na yan.
Yun, yun ang very interesting na nangyari kasi how he handled the situation. Nag-apologize talaga yung SMNI. Very rare.
Yeah, I didn't know that na may apology pala.
Yeah, meron. Video, posting, yung card, yung may art card, ganun. Nag-apologize lahat ng mga nag-ano sa kanya. Kasi meron din siyang ano, kung if hindi sila nag-aayos, he was going to file charges. was going to
head of investigation. Oh. Wala siyang biro. Yeah, he's no joke. Yeah, I think Benji Magalong, tama yung ganyan talaga. Talaga dapat ganun, di ba?
Oo, totoo.
Mali yung ginagawa sa'yo, go fight it. Wag mo nang, wag yung pakyut na, ay, let the truth prevail, yung mga ganun. Hindi, political. Hindi. Pag pinalaki mo yan, talaga,
pinalaki mo yan,
the lies become truth in themselves. They become political truths. Not factual truths, but political truths. Diba? So, that's a very interesting, good observation, bro. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. I always appreciate talking to you, bro. Ayan, si Mark Gamboa, Models of Manila, / vlogger extraordinaire. Siya po yung BI sa akin. Siya po yung may kasalanan ng vlogger na ako. First vlogger, full-time vlogger, part-time part-time ano. Ayan na naman tayo, mag-party ko na. Thank you very much, bro. Of course, medyo Sabbath day na. So, I wanted to talk more to you, but I know it's Sabbath day, so siguro it's time for us to get some rest, spend time with family and loved ones. Maraming salamat. Thank you very much again sa mga nag-join sa atin. Of course, yung cousin natin, si Marco Foronda Conde. Ayan. Ano na, may picture yan with Benji Magalong nung last month, yung cousin natin. Thumbs up daw, sabi ni Ma'am Eden Olonan. Salamat kay maraming natutuwa kay Mayor Magalong, but let me say this on the record of one of the first persons outside Baguio na my presence online na nag-appreciate dun sa potential ni Mayor Magalong. I'll say it on the record, is no less than my good friend here, Mark Gamboa. God bless you, bro. Good job, good job. I'm not saying this because kaibigan kita. I'm saying this because it's true. And, di ba, we know it on the record. After nung usap natin about Mayor Magalong, I also had interviews with him and many people got to know him better. And the more people get to know him, the more people are impressed by him. Tao lang siya. Of course, I'm not saying angel siya, perfect siya and all. But I'm saying so far, I think he's giving us hope about the future of the country. And may his tribe multiply and get more and more. So shout out dyan ulit kay Mayor Magalong, Benji Magalong. And I'm not saying this just because Baguio boy or family friend or anything like that. Again, Mark was among the first person who recognized the potential of Mayor Magalong. Because Mayor Magalong, di ba, hindi siya ma-PR eh. Hindi siya yung self-promoting, hindi siya yung, alam mo na, di ba? Hindi siya yung typical trapo at hindi siya typical politiko. But he's effective eh. He's effective and there's something very interesting about him. And as I said, he's definitely a VP material for 2028 with Tulfo if he wants to. Or at least, I could see Defense Secretary, DLG Secretary, many more. But in the meantime, I'm gonna be greedy and say, please stay muna in Baguio, sir. Ayusin mo muna yan.
Pinapasa niya sa yung mga ano, siya. Yung mga plano niya for Baguio. Na
Richard mag-mayor next. Wait lang.
Yun. Yun ang pwede.
Yeah, you were saying, bro, before we close it.
Did you see yung ano, yung mga plano niya, yung mahabang 30-minute na video, yung mga ipapatayo sa Baguio, how to call
it. No, in-explain lang niya sa akin, but I didn't see, meron na doon sa page niya.
No, hindi nila pinost eh, but he presents it to mga government agents. Ang ganda. Ang ganda. The whole redevelopment of Baguio.
Yeah. He has to come up with a trailer version of that.
Ganda, ang ganda.
Exactly, for ordinary people. So shout out again kay, ay, ang dami ko mga Baguio boy, Attorney Libayan, kay Benji, lahat yan. Thank you very much sa lahat ng mga tao dyan who are giving us hope and all. And again, we're not taking sides here. We're just recognizing every little good things done by every little or big person around the country. No? And hopefully, we'll have more of these discussions, bro. Maraming salamat, Kung Hei Fat Choi. And I'm sure, God willing, in a week or so, we're gonna get back with more mga ano. I'm sure maraming fireworks yan. I'm looking
marami, forward to
Congress discussions. Alright, maraming salamat, bro. God bless. So that's it. Project Pilipinas, episode na. 55, 56 na tayo. Medyo thank God. Hopefully, mag-100 na tayo within the year, God willing. Thank you so much, bro. Have a blessed Sunday and weekend with family and loved ones. And talk to you soon. Adios.
Bye-bye.